855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-FREE. Been all over the map tonight. You can go get the podcast, and actually podcasts from up to 5 years back at freetalklive.com. They're available to you for free. Let's go on to, you know, there's some strange things happening in Texas around sort of school punishment. They have been charging kids, like, a lot more than every other state with crimes in the classroom. Crimes for, like, doing normal kid school stuff, like writing on desks and things like this. They're now handling it in courtrooms. Here's another story on it. This one from the Washington Post. Spring, Texas. In a small courtroom north of Houston, a fourth grader walked up to a bench with his mother. Too short to see the judge, he stood on a stool. He was dressed in a polo shirt and dark slacks in a sweltering summer morning. "Guilty," the boy's mother heard him say. He'd been part of a scuffle on a school bus. In another generation, he might have received only a scolding from the principal or a period of detention, but an array of get-tough policies in U.S. schools in the past two decades has brought many students into contact with police and courts, part of a trend some experts call criminalization of student discipline. Now, such practices are under scrutiny nationally. Federal officials want to limit punishments that push students from the classroom to a courtroom, and a growing number of state and local leaders are raising similar concerns. In Texas, the specter of harsh discipline has been especially clear. Here, police issue tickets, Class C misdemeanor citations for offensive language, class disruption, schoolyard fights. Thousands of students land in court with fines up to $500. And what does this $500 do to prevent a child from using bad language or disrupting a class or, you know, schoolyard fights? I guess, it, you know, the claim is that the parents will, you know, beat $500 out of the kid or, you know, discipline $500 out of that child or something.
That, I guess that's what they're hoping it will do.
I mean, it's strange to me. Students with outstanding tickets may be arrested after age 17.
Good grief.
So they have till age 17 for the parents to pay it off, otherwise their kid's going to be arrested, I guess.
So pretty much the idea of not prosecuting minors like adults is that's just out the window, because that's what's happening. So we're just going to forego punishing you as if you're an adult once you become an adult. But meanwhile, you did something as a child when presumably you don't have the full cognizance of the repercussions and what that means. And
It's strange. I mean, I'm dumbfounded by this. You would think that they would, you know, I guess I've heard of kids, you know, the idea is the
sins of the father, yeah, is what's going on here.
It's being passed up a generation. If kids, you know, do crimes that are kid-like, they should be charged as juvenile or whatever. And I think that there's some problems with the way the juvenile justice system has been operated up to this point. But this is just a whole new step out in the wrong direction to me.
Well, it's like the punishment is on the parents. Like, they're supposed to pay a fine. And if they don't, then the kid gets arrested later on.
Yes.
I mean, obviously for something the kid did. But, again, the kid did it as a child.
And they only do it in public schools. This isn't happening in private schools, as I understand it. So, you know, it's another reason not to have your kid in a public school, because you might get a $500 fine.
Yeah, there's a long enough. I still consider public schools a form of child abuse.
Well,
if you're letting your kids go to public schools, I mean,
I think that if you haven't had any problems with the public school, but I would never send my kid to a public school. I think that that's a strong statement. Let's go to Conrad in Fargo. Conrad?
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
All's well. What'd you call about?
There's a dog in my yard.
Uh-huh.
And he's growling and scary. Can I shoot him?
Is he your dog?
You're asking us for permission to shoot a dog?
You know, I hear cops are doing that all the time. It's the new fad, and I can totally get away with it too, right?
They usually shoot a dog. I've seen it on video. They usually shoot a dog that's running up to them, wagging its tail, wanting to be petted. Not even growling at them, but just running up to them because, oh, there's a person that might pet me. And
yeah, they don't know.
I should be fine if he's growling. I can just shoot away, right?
Well, I would say that the best bet, if you want my advice, is just keep the door closed. The dog will go away. But I do get the the parallel that you're drawing here, which is that, you know, well, if cops can shoot people's dogs, I mean, if this dog is actually, if some neighbor's dog is in your yard and you've talked to them on multiple occasions about their dog coming over, I do think, and, you know, maybe he's destroying property, killing chickens and things like that, I think there might be an argument for, you know, doing something to deter the dog. I think that shooting somebody's dog is probably the last thing you want to do, but I understand, you know, why some people choose to do it. So, did you have anything more on this, Conrad?
No, I think that's about it. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
You don't know, shoot the doggy.
Poor dog. I don't think it really is a dog in the yard, but, I some people have problems with dogs. We used to have chickens at my farm when I was growing up, and sometimes the neighbor's dogs would come over there and kill chickens.
Mm.
What do you do about
that? That would be awfully frustrating.
Yeah. And especially if you've got a neighbor who perhaps doesn't care. You know, some people believe that their animals should be able to run free. And this is true if you want your animals to be treated like animals that are wild.
Right.
Wild pests are shot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as long if you don't have any bad feelings about that, your dog being shot, then I suppose that's okay. But you know, you're making it really difficult.
Take care of your pets so that someone else doesn't.
Right.
That's the way to think of it.
Let's go on with the story out of Texas here. Texas also stands alone for opening up millions of student records to a landmark study of discipline released in July. The study shows that 6 in 10 students were suspended or expelled at least once from 7th grade on. I would have called that tremendous. I would not have expected 1 in 10 students to be suspended or expelled in that time frame.
What was the number again?
6 in 10 students, more than half, 60% of students are expelled or suspended from 7th grade on.
That's insanity.
That's what it sounds like.
This is Arpaio's neighborhood, isn't it?
No, Arpaio's in Arizona.
Oh, okay, I was close.
This is a similar sort of nutty, you know, police state crap that you think you can solve problems by, force. Yeah. After the first suspension, there were nearly 3 times more likely to be involved in the juvenile justice system the next year compared with students with no such disciplinary referrals. I mean, this is like a prison.
they're not very different. A public school and a prison, other than what it takes to get into one, there's not a lot of difference between.
Citing the Texas Research, federal officials announced last month on an initiative to break what many call the school-to-prison pipeline. Suspensions, expulsions, and arrests are used too often to enforce school order, officials said. That's something that clearly has to stop, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said in Washington alongside the Education Secretary Arne Duncan. This month, Duncan recounted that in his old job as Chicago schools chief, he was stunned to learn that so many arrests occurred in schools. The first response to student misbehavior, he said, can't be to pick up the phone and call 911. The federal focus comes amid another change. In Colorado, a legislative task force is examining discipline practice, including law enforcement referrals and school ticketing. Los Angeles police recently agreed to cut back on ticketing tardy students en route to school. They're giving tickets for being tardy. What we had to do was like sit in some kind of timeout situation or something if we were late.
Well, I'm picturing detention or something if you're late a lot.
It was a deterrent.
Keeping late. Something.
Connecticut officials have begun screening cases after students wound up in court on violations such as for having soda, running in the hall, and dressing improperly. this is just crazy. Round up in court for having a soda, running in the hall, or dressing improperly.
I got sent to the principal's office for wearing shorts that were too short on shorts day.
I did too.
Didn't go. I just went on to my next class. Nothing ever happened.
Well, they had rules as to where shorts could land on you when I was in school. And, you know, apparently the shorts I was wearing were, you know, they're above the knee and they had to have been below the knee or something like that. It's nuts.
You can't be showing knee to the ladies, Mark. You get them all hot and bothered.
Yeah, it was many long years ago. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed. While the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on. Concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-FREE. Are the poor getting poorer? People often say that the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. Economics professor Steve Horowitz explains why, in the United States, this characterization is largely a myth. Real income levels of the poorest 20% of Americans have actually risen over time. Go check out this video and many more at learnliberty.org/FTL. These videos are great with for explaining the foundations of economic liberty, freedom in all areas. You can share them on your Facebook, show them to your friends. It's they're really great little tools. Learnliberty.org/FTL. While you're there, check out the Liberty Academy link on the right. It's a course for people who want free, online, continuing education in economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. Learnliberty.org/FTL. Talking about this situation in Texas regarding their schools and the way they're doing discipline, let's go to Daryl in Texas. Daryl?
Hey, I actually wanted to talk about that study that you brought up earlier about low crime rates and low prison population.
Yes.
I think they're actually looking at the information backwards, trying to put sort of the chicken before the egg.
Okay.
And instead of saying that, oh, wow, crime rates are low when prison population is low, it should be prison population is low when it is low because you're not arresting as many people, throwing them in cages.
I suppose that makes a certain amount of sense. They didn't. They didn't actually make any statements, positive statements about the information. They just gave it out. And you know, I'm just. I'm kind of wondering. It seems to me that prison is often overused in this country. They'll throw people in who've never hurt anybody.
Of course, because what is it? A quarter of the entire prison population in the entire world is in the U.S.
That's, as I understand it, some incredible number.
Like, one out of every four prisoners in the entire world is in a U.S. prison.
Right. I mean, if you don't count places like North Korea as prisons, yes, I suspect that's, that is a true statement.
Yeah, so I just think that they're sort of looking at it backwards. And
so why do you think that crime has diminished in New York, then, the state of New York?
They would like to say because they've gotten tough on crime.
But if they've gotten tough on crime, more people are in jail.
The criminals have actually left.
The criminals would be the last ones to leave the tax. They don't have to pay the tax rate.
But, let me just throw out this scenario. Say that in one jurisdiction, if you steal a car, you're going to do 5 years in prison and lose voting rights for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Or another place, you only get 6 months in prison. Where would you rather steal a car?
This makes perfectly good sense to rational people like you and I. But there are states that are right next door to each other that have different laws on the death penalty. One would assume that people would, drag your wife across the border and shoot her over there rather than doing it in their state. But the fact is that the crime rates tend to be pretty similar.
They don't seem to be impacted by the threats.
Criminals don't think they're going to get caught, and this is it's a crappy way to think about things. They're not thinking rationally, but they really don't believe they're going to get caught. If they did, they wouldn't go to jail for 6 months because, frankly, it's not worth it.
Right. Well, I think part of it also has to do with the fact that cops are out harassing children with lemonade stands instead of going after the real criminals.
Indeed, if you had all those cops that the United States people pay for out looking, trying to solve crimes, you might have fewer, real crimes. I mean, things where people have hurt, their property's been damaged or stolen or something like that, then you might have less crime. It's hard to say, but instead they seem to be out harassing people over, lemonade stands and rolling through stop signs and, all these things. Daryl, appreciate the call. Give us a call again sometime. Let's go to Shadow in Huntsville. Shadow?
Hey, thanks, sir. Yeah, I like the dog park right there. Of course, I know he's just joking like you guys did. Of course, one thing you could do, instead of shooting the dog, you just throw him a steak lace with a hot sauce, and that'll take care of it.
A little hot sauce? My dog's gotten good at consuming hot sauce. We put down the bowls for her to clean up, and she's very good about it. And you'd be surprised. She's very diligent on those bowls. And sure enough, even when I have my faux soup that I hope put a whole bunch of rooster sauce in, she'll clean that thing up too.
Anyway, what I wanted to call about was this afternoon, a little bit before 5, my time, I saw something I thought I'd never see in my life. This was a cop chasing a 5-year-old kid. And in fact, I had to get with my neighbor on the porch right here because she saw it too. And what it was, something about the mother and the child was crossing the street. The cops come through my neighborhood a lot. Well, the kid got scared about this cop, so he took off running toward home. So the cop goes, kid goes up on this wall there and jumps across the iron railing there, takes off, and then the cop comes up there and do that stuff, just like you see something in a movie.
He hurdles the wall. The suspect was acting suspiciously, so I engaged in pursuit.
Kid, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, when he gets home, though, I'll tell you what, that cop got surrounded instantly for about over 20 people. And I happen to know that house, that apartment complex over there, there is guns big time over there. And that cop, man, he suddenly got romper room, good doobie type behavior. And this other cop pulled in, and when he seen that what was going down, he backed out and took off. Now, here it is after 8 o'clock my time, and I ain't seen a cop in this neighborhood since, man.
Hmm.
And let me tell you something. My neighborhood's a HUD neighborhood. There's firepower here like you wouldn't believe. I've heard MAC-10s. I've heard Uzis and everything else going on in there.
Good Lord.
Yeah. After 1 o'clock or so at night, you won't see one cop coming to this neighborhood at all, man.
I've heard of neighborhoods where police don't go, and I really, you know, I question this. I mean, what if we are paying for law enforcement to keep us safe, shouldn't they be going into these neighborhoods where they're scared to go? I mean,
that's what gets me, is people will insist the reason why we have to have cops is because poor people can't afford security, and poor people aren't getting security with cops. They don't want to go into poor neighborhoods.
And when they do, they're just arresting people, you know, out of the
Yeah, they're absolutely victimizing the
and
poor people
entrepreneurs.
There.
Well, we got neighborhood watch right here, and like I said, we got enough firepower in this neighborhood right here. We don't need the cops. We can take care of things ourselves, man.
I'm glad to hear it. Shadow, thank you for
all
the
right.
call. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. And I do think, to some extent, at a large extent, that what keeps people's homes and property safe is the threat of somebody inside with a gun. When you see a property that's abandoned, it's so much more likely to be vandalized and burglarized and things like that because, well, you know, there's no chance of somebody coming home or somebody being there or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
When
or some weapon, if not a gun. I mean, even in places where it may not be a gun, they may come at you with a baseball bat or something.
Dogs are seven times as effective, actually, as guns are. So, deterring crime. And actually, I think a house with a dog is seven times less likely to be burglarized than a house without. And this is all kinds of dogs: Chihuahuas, Golden Retrievers, Great Danes, Rottweilers.
I think that burglar just doesn't want to deal with them.
With dogs?
Yeah.
Well, they make noise.
They hear them and they're like, oh, I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah. But who would?
Yeah.
Free Talk Live.
The shattered Rust Belt, come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me, no one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed. While the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com.
Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 865-453, the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Dale, tell me about shop.freetalklive.com.
A really easy way to support Free Talk Live is to go to shop.freetalklive.com, buy things at Amazon. You can get just about anything you need. The store just keeps broadening its options all the time.
Amazon has just about everything.
Yeah, a percentage of each sale goes to support Free Talk Live. Doesn't cost you any more to do, but it makes money for Free Talk Live.
Indeed it does. Shop.freetalklive.com. Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world. And their value has been trending upward. I've been keeping an eye on it. They've had some ups and downs. It's like a commodity anywhere. We use coins.org. You owe it to yourself to go watch this video. We use coins.org. Let's go to Nick in Illinois. Nick.
Hi. The other day, my brother and I talked about how life is so expensive now because I have observed how he works really hard. He works 5 days a week, 10 or 12 hours a day, and sometimes more at home, working for a small company at a high-level, well-paying position. And yet he can't afford a suitable house for his family. He has to live with us because he can't sell his old one-room condo. And so he's living in a nine-person, four-generation household. Mm. So I brought up the Austrian theory about inflation and currency debasement, and I once saw a video on Mises.org where it explained that people have to work harder now for the same standard of living due to currency debasement. But I'm not sure that that's enough to explain it. Why people have to work so much harder to stay afloat. I mean, there's also, like, the rise in medical costs due to, like, the insurance cartel system. But it, as I understand it, it used to be that a father could support an entire family with a factory job and an 8-hour workday, and now both parents have to work. So, like, we're what other factors are involved there? Like, were taxes lower back then or what?
I'd say to some extent you're talking about luxury items in some ways. I don't know the taxes.
I think food has gotten more and more expensive, and there's a lot of things where subsidies and benefits to some, you know, to different farm companies, large farm companies, not the family farm that people are thinking of. There's all sorts of, you know, regulations have made things more expensive. Certainly drugs are more expensive because of regulations and the FDA. And there are a lot of things because of government interference that have been made more expensive, without a doubt. And it's reduced competition in the industry that helped a lot.
Yeah, I did mention things like regulatory burdens. And apparently the company he's working for is interfacing with the FDA. So he's seeing some of those weird and expensive regulations firsthand.
Mm-hmm. Well, the government keeps on growing, and it requires money to operate, and that money's coming from somewhere. Usually, they aren't, you know, getting their money all from one place, because then people would rise up and say, heck no, this is crazy. So they put pinpricks all over the place, and they fill their buckets in that fashion. And it seems like it's just getting bigger and bigger all the time. There's more people working there doing, well, whatever it is they do, taking away your water bottles at the airport and stuff.
And yet the government is still spending more than it's taking in, even though it's taking in more and more.
Yes.
So it's kind of amazing that it's not even worse than it is.
Indeed. Well, I mean, it's at some point it's going to spend itself into insolvency, is the way I can see it. Do you have any solutions here, Nick, or are you just calling in to sort of ask what we think?
Oh, no, I was just kind of wondering out loud, because I didn't really have any conclusive answers other than the usual stuff that gets brought up, because there seems to be like you mentioned earlier, learnliberty.org/FTL,
yep,
where there's a video about how the rich are getting richer, but the poor are getting richer, too. Well, how can the poor be getting richer, too, if the cost of living is going up and now it takes two incomes to support a household where it used to be one? And yet,
The numbers they take there are from the 80s, and I suspect the women in the workplace haven't really changed from the 80s to current day. So, I mean, they're trying to compare apples and apples on that particular video.
I have some skepticism about that, because I know there's so much crony capitalism and so many things that are, you know, it's I think it's the idea is wonderful. I do believe that a free market will make everyone wealthier, including the poor, probably especially the poor. But I think that but what a free market would undermine is the super wealthy right now who make their incredible wealth with the help of violence from the government.
They do that. Nick, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank?
Good evening.
Good evening, Frank.
Good evening. Yes, I just wanted to comment on the foreign exchange students at the Hershey, Pennsylvania factory that walked out over economic abuse and various conditions. And it's interesting because it demonstrates how impotent our labor unions have become over the last 45 years.
Oh, yeah.
And it's interesting that we have to take a lesson in humane treatment from, you know, the foreign exchange students that pay thousands of dollars to come to the United States to work in a corporation that doesn't offer them, you know, any more than $8.20 an hour. And out of that, they have to pay for, I guess, on plant housing and food and all sorts of things. So it really shows how exploitive, you know, the corporations have been. And we see this with
the
American
workers. Do we have on-plant housing in the United States? I mean, I'm not familiar with this.
Well, you should check it out. Google foreign exchange students at Pennsylvania Hershey factory walk out over abuse by Naomi Spencer.
All right.
And that was written today, actually.
Okay.
So it's a very interesting story, but it also demonstrates what the last caller was talking about. You know, there was a time from, I guess, the post-war period, post-Second World War, that is, through about 1975, where one person could work and support a family, put money aside for retirement, go on a vacation, maybe even, you know, purchase a little vacation home or a hunting camp or something. This was very common in this country. And
one of the problems there, though, Frank, is that post-World War II is a lot of the places that had produced stuff up to that point were laid waste and smoking rubble, and the United States had this real advantage since no war had been fought.
Oh, I know that. I know that. In fact, I'm going to let you in on something that before the Marshall Plan was finally adopted, the president gave the industrialists a chance to either the U.S. government buy them brand new equipment, manufacturing equipment, if they would take the old equipment out and they would send it to Germany, Japan, Italy, you know, as part of the Marshall Plan. And they decided, no, we don't want to do that because we're going to be a monopoly. We're going to have a monopoly on the market over the next 15 to 20 years.
Yeah.
And when the Marshall Plan was finally completed in the late 1960s. That's when Germany, Japan started to outproduce the U.S. with steel and all sorts of things. And I'm fully aware of that.
Okay.
You know, that's something that has been going on for a long time.
But that trickles down to the
deindustrialization, right? The deindustrialization occurred primarily after 1973 all the way through the 1980s.
Yeah.
And in a sense, you know, we had people talking about we're going from an industrial economy to a post-industrial information-based economy, all that nonsense, propaganda. But ultimately, you know, there was a time when one person could support a family and, you know, the children could even go to university, you know.
Well, at this point,
with low-cost state universities. But those
universities have gotten very expensive, there's no
doubt.
Absolutely. But, you know, Dr. Laura says, and I tend to agree with her, is that it's about priorities, that if a parent stays home, that they spend less money in gasoline and clothing and eating out and all the things that go into sort of having a job. And, you know, there's certainly a hit in the family budget, but my wife stays home.
Well, that's good. And she's fortunate to be able to do that because choices have to be made. But you have a situation whereby the government is mandating the people on, let's say, social welfare programs have to work and they have to put their kids in child care. And, you know, you have this whole system whereby
it's hard to stay in the black on child care. That's exorbitant. It's hard to stay in the black. You're almost better off not working with child care. It's so expensive.
Frank, thanks for the call. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. you can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line. Dale, tell me about the AMP program.
AMP is a great way to help Free Talk Live get the message of liberty out. It's a great way to, it stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And for $3 a month, you can help spread the message of FTL and get all kinds of cool perks as well.
Some of the best perks are probably the AMP-only call-in line. That's one that Ian's pushed. We've actually got a new
AMP
call-in.
AMP-only archives that are, you know, less commercials.
And yeah, fewer commercials in the AMP-only call-in lines. We've actually got a new phone system that... I don't know. I think it's better to call in on the regular phone system because, I mean, I get all this information.
I was wondering about that. Like, you know, is there a way to make the AMP call-in line better so that it doesn't so it can compete better with the...
I really wonder at this point what, you know, to me, I think it's better to call in on the regular number at 855-450-FREE because I can answer and drop calls, you know, halfway across the nation. Our syndicate, Genesis Communications Network, which is, you know, we've always been syndicated by them and they've always been really great to us, has invested in some new software for Free Talk Live to, better be able to handle phones. They've invested in a new, telephone number. That's 855-450-FREE. And, you know, our phone system's really sort of been upgraded over the last month, and it's pretty awesome. So, anyway, the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Really, what amplifiers are doing is spreading the message of liberty. Free Talk Live is an extraordinarily efficient system of doing that, where, you know, so much better than so many of those other organizations out there that want your money, and you're not paying for people's salaries and stuff like you are there. You're just paying to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We take care of our own salaries with advertising. Let's go to, real quick, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com. Let's go to Captain Ned in Florida. Captain Ned.
Vice Admiral Mark and Dale, great show, guys.
Thank you.
You guys really compliment each other. It's like a 308 punching through a quarter.
I have no idea what a 308 or a quarter is.
Well, that sounds impressive, though.
It's very impressive, very clean. And
Captain Ned, I have an nautical question.
Yes.
Does one need to have a captain's license, what they call a six-pack license, if one does not take people on one's boat for money?
Well, you really should have a six-pack license, and you know that's generally accepted.
Okay.
You know, just to make sure everybody comes back alive.
Gotcha. All right, you know, go on with what you had to say. There was a question I had for myself.
But
anyway,
fantastic call by Stefan, and that guy is the dead hooker at the foot of the bed. That's awesome. That got my attention. I had to call.
when the bed is out on a boat, you just push her out in the water, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I can't get in all that.
Turn the water a little bit first.
But one of my other favorite callers is Frank, man. That guy is great.
He is awesome.
You guys got a great show. But, hey, day 12 for the incarceration of Admiral Nguyen.
Yep. I've got it at 13, but he says 12, too. He's counting 24-hour periods.
Yeah, I think it's 12. But okay. Anyway, fantastic show. And we've got to keep in mind that I liken Ian to Admiral Perry, you know.
He's the guy that discovered the North Pole?
No.
South Pole?
The Great Lakes Admiral Perry.
Gotcha.
And Ian is just, he's doing a fantastic job, but I recommend one thing for you guys.
Okay.
You guys are like big bucks now. You got big antlers on, everybody's shooting for you. Keep your heads down. You know, don't stick your head out for a trivial thing. I hate to say this, but the girl who was drinking in public, that's kind of a trivial thing. Let her take the hit. The big bucks got to keep their heads down.
Yeah, he. You know, for him, and I agree with everything that you're saying, Captain Ned. But for him, it's about morality, and he feels that if he tells other people that they should stand up to the police for when they're doing things that they consider to be unjust and all those things, that he has to do it himself. It's the reason.
I understand that. Yeah. Very admirable on his part.
Yeah, he's an extraordinarily moral man. Sometimes practicality comes into his vision.
The way it described is he was inspired by seeing other people do the same thing, and he decided that the next time he saw an innocent person being kidnapped by the police, that he was going to stand in front of the police car.
And real quick, guys, I want to get this off. I'd like to dedicate a song to Ian. It's David Bowie's Panic in Detroit, and I'll give you a quick line from it. The police have warned of repercussions. They followed none too soon. And then I think that sums it all up.
What was it? Give me the line again. You kind of modulated there.
It's David Bowie. Panic in Detroit, the father of glam rock, and the police had warned of repercussions. They followed none too soon.
So, what's that mean to you?
Yeah. Well, it's a very interesting song by David Bowie back in the day, and I'm an 8-track guy, you know, and all you young kids out there, you know, get this Bowie song, Panic in Detroit, to Ian. He'll love it. But the police had warned of repercussions. They followed none too soon.
Got it. Captain
okay,
Ned, thanks for the
much.
Call.
I'm not sure how to get a song to Ian. Is there a way to do that?
I don't know. I suppose you could bring some kind of thing that plays music into the the little room there where you visit.
The quality will suck.
A lot of opportunity to visit him, although you don't get to see him in real life. When I was in prison, you could go in and you could sit next to the convict and touch them and hug them and, you know, eat food with them.
Yeah, and then it
like
moved
that.
To the window being in between you, and now it's a video camera. And
you know where he's near it.
Yeah, you know where. Yeah, he's 100 yards away or more. Who knows?
Yep. And even when it came to the window, there were somehow or another convicts seemed to smuggle things through. They would, you know, bore holes in the metal and then get stuff slid through the holes.
It's amazing the ingenuity that gets inspired by that sort of totalitarianism, right?
Necessity is the mother of invention, and that there's nobody who needs it more than convicts do. In the first week that I was in county jail, they taught me how to boil water in a for like hot cocoa and stuff like that in a milk carton that you hung by a string over this thing that they called a bomb. It was toilet paper all wrapped up around your hand maybe 100 different times, and then you took the ends of it and tucked it in so it looked like a little apple and dropped a match down the center. You could still smoke in county jails of 1989 or whatever it was. And it would just kind of shoot a little flame up, and then you'd hold the milk carton over it. And for some reason, it didn't burn the milk carton through because the water was in there, and it, you know, created enough water, you know, heat to boil the milk, the water in there, and you just, you know, mix it up with some water and make yourself a hot chocolate. It was bizarre.
Wow, MacGyver.
It absolutely crazy stuff.
Prison MacGyvers.
You couldn't bring anything into a prison that had a little motor in it. If they brought in a van or something like that, the convicts, you know, would somehow get to it, take the little squirter engine, the squirter stuff out of the, you know, the windshield wiper fluid squirters. They take those out of them, turn them into tattoo guns, anything, kind of tape players and alarm clocks with tape decks in them, all kinds of stuff. They'd take the little motors out and turn
them. This is why Australia is so great today.
Why is
that?
They
sent all the convicts over there, and they got they used their ingenuity, and bam, we got Australia.
Yeah, Australia's not. And frankly, the history of the United States isn't that much different.
I know. I'm actually kidding. I know that whole story is incredibly exaggerated, and in fact, there's been massive immigration from all sorts of sources to Australia. So.
Same thing as the United States.
Not all rogues.
The United States was populated by people who were, the criminals, oftentimes political dissidents and things like that, people that were kidnapped off the street, people that would trade time in their lives in indentured servitude in order to get over here, and then, of course, people that were just grabbed and brought over here and enslaved for their lifetimes, their children's lifetimes, and on in perpetuity. So, it's lots of different ways that people got over here back in the day. And hopefully, we seem to be shedding the bonds of slavery. It was perfectly okay to beat your employees, your indentured servants at this time. I mean, they just did it for any old reason, not working fast enough or talking back or whatever they felt like. They beat them, and you don't see that at work anymore, and that's a very good thing. So I like the idea that we're moving more and more into it. I'm reading this, listening. Go ahead.
I know that. Well, and I'm thinking back as only as far as say like the mid 20th century, I guess, 1900s. Mid 1900s, there were some scary stories about factory workers and things like that, and the conditions and stuff. Not beating, not flat out beating, but some pretty bad,
dangerous
stuff.
Places to work.
It's gotten better over time.
Coal mines. I think mines are probably have been historically the very worst in this area. But I'm reading this, listening on audiobook to this book called Conceived in Liberty. I was trying to read it. A friend loaned it to me, Bile, actually, from blogofbile.com, loaned it to me, and I just haven't been able to get through this tome. So I decided I'm going to listen to it on audiobook, and I'm really enjoying it. And all you have to do is Google Conceived in Liberty audiobook, and you'll come up with what I'm listening to, and it's chapter by chapter, and it's a pretty awesome way to listen to a really great book and find out just how far we've come as far as liberty goes, and just how much humans crave liberty. We don't have it right now, but we are moving towards it. And
I think so too. There's room for optimism for sure.
Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.